Nebraska News Service.
In a little over a year since its launch in November of 2022, ChatGPT has altered how people work and live nationwide. The technology has spawned new AI language models and sparked debate about artificial intelligence and its place within society. It's also provided high school students with a potent tool for cheating, one that can complete short written assignments and has a broad basic knowledge spanning from science to literature and math.
Glaringly, I mean, just couldn't be more obvious.
Sarah Wellman Highhorse teaches upperclassmen English at Fort Calhoun Schools. She knows AI work when she sees it. Scotts Bluff High School principal Justin Shattuck said his faculty use a combination of Grammarly and Turnitin's AI detecting tools, as well as a teacher's knowledge of a student's general body of work, to determine if a conversation needs to be had about a suspect assignment. Fort Calhoun has access to some of those tools as well.
One of our teachers said to a student, "Did you write this?" The student said, "Yeah, I wrote this." And he said, "I have no idea why you're in my class. Let's go down to Mr. Shattuck, because you pretty much have passed my class in any class Scotts Bluff High School has to offer. You belong in a college class." And the student's like, I didn't write it.
Shattuck says his district treats AI cheating similarly to other instances of academic dishonesty. Students receive one opportunity to redo a dishonest assignment in front of a teacher, while much stiffer punishments exist for repeat offenders. Likewise, Fort Calhoun Schools approaches cheating with AI as plagiarism. Both districts allow some level of AI use to help structure assignments or brainstorm. Wellman Highhorse said she first noticed a rise in AI plagiarism in the fall of 2023. It's a problem high school teachers across Nebraska are tackling.
It's insulting to them, is what I try to say, is you are letting something take your own thoughts. Like, you as a human, you get all these capabilities and thoughts and endless imagination. And, like, you know, you can go down your own rabbit holes, but you are limiting yourself and your own creativity by using AI generators as a crutch. So I try to do it from that point of view. But also, I said it's insulting to me as a teacher, because it's a waste of my time. So I've spent all this time teaching you this content only for you to produce this, which is plain as day not your work.
Nebraska's Department of Education is currently developing guidance on AI that they plan to release to schools at Administrator Days in July of this year, according to Department Digital Learning Director Duran Avey. This year's framework will build on initial messaging shared at Administrator Days in 2023. The guidance will cover a number of broad topics in order to avoid becoming outdated. Those areas include policy advice, an outline of a vetting rubric for school use, AI for classroom use, and technical guidance to protect data privacy for students and educators. The goal is to prepare Nebraska schools for a future that the department believes is likely to feature a significant AI influence.
Having a deep understanding of how AI works, but then also how you can interact in it with it in a way that provides support, but with a great understanding that you should never just ask AI for something, print it off, and go with it, that it's going to need human interaction to really do two things. One, make sure it infuses your voice as a writer. We don't want writers to lose their independent voices in the content that they're sharing, but also just checking for accuracy and making sure that the data that is being used by the AI is reliable.
Due to accuracy issues, Avey says the department does not recommend relying solely on sources like Grammarly or Turnitin to catch AI plagiarism. For now, knowing a student's written voice may be the best option for finding something fishy. Plenty may change in the days ahead.
It's early in the stages of AI development. We have work to do, and it's going to take some time for us to kind of keep an eye on what's happening. I mean, there have been talks about requiring digital watermarks on AI content, so then we could track it. Then, you know, that might change the game a little bit. Since it's so early in its development, there are a lot of those questions that we can't really clearly answer right now. And so we're asking schools to use the guidance and to proceed cautiously into this, but know that they're going to probably have to make edits and changes, as will we on policy as we move forward.
Shattuck likens AI to a certain math tool that is almost a universal staple on smartphones today. He added, AI is a resource that can be incredibly helpful for all students when organizing ideas. Still, crafting, navigating, and establishing the line in students' minds between AI assistant and plagiarizer is a work in progress.
Calculators weren't allowed. Now calculators are allowed. But where does that originality, creativity versus plagiarism exist? And how do we create a mindset that, you know, you have this tool available to you now, which was not available at one point in time. How do you utilize this tool to become more efficient? How do you utilize this tool to help your writing process versus plagiarize your writing process?
Reporting for Nebraska News Service, I'm Grant Hansen.